from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't think he has the Grand Slam. Oh, okay. But he's won Wimbledon twice now.
I think this was only his fourth major, right?
Yeah, Wimbledon twice, French. And I believe he won the U.S. Open last year, too, didn't he?
Yeah, sense. Okay, so he has one more.
I believe. I don't know. I mean, fucking, I can look it up.
I don't keep paying attention until they won 15. Start chasing down some of the... By the way, I saw the... I guess I could have asked you this off air. Or do y'all want to break down the 100 athlete list that come Friday?
It's pretty cool to me. This is always interesting.
I saw some of the names that were 50 to 75 today.
Okay. Update, he does have UTI.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has a UTI. Which is,
that's better than other alternatives when you're peeing blood.
Yeah.
Being the dog.
Yeah, he has a UTI.
He's never won the Australian Open.
Yep.
Wimbledon twice, France, U.S.
Oh, there's great. He'll be ready.
A chance for an Olympics in 2 weeks.
He'd go from pissing blood to having diarrhea probably.
Right. That's definitely regular for a pup.
Yeah, that's
regular. I assume he's on new food, too, for him.
Yeah, he's switching to eat different stuff with you guys.
He's about to be homeless this morning. 3:30.
Shit. He could have lived with Jack. We could have sent him together.
Yeah.
Because that fucking guy wouldn't sleep last night either.
I was like, okay, what do you want, dog? All right, come on. Oh, you want to fucking play 3:30? No. Put the ass outside and pee. And come back in here. Then, like, he don't like being alone. Don't like the dark.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I would lay on the couch. Right, he laid in the crate. He went right back to fucking sleep.
Yeah, because he's probably never been alone. Yeah. Right, he's been around all the other puppies and his mom and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
you know how you can make it so he's never alone again? Second puppy. Raise them together.
Whatever. You got a little shit with him right now. Him and that damn Sebastian be tussling. Be fucking
good. That's gonna make him tough.
Be fucking tussling. Like, what? They were tussling because Bash wanted to get in the crate.
No, Bash is pumped. He's not the smallest one anymore.
Bash trying to get in the crate.
He's like, all right, good.
Dog
for about 3 more weeks. So that thing is 40 pounds.
Yeah, he gained a pound in a week.
he did. They'll
blow up quick.
Good.
Well, not you. You probably have a month of then you'll really start to see them legs form out.
Yeah.
It definitely fucked with Boone as Lily got bigger and bigger and bigger. Because at first, she's tiny, right? I mean, he's a full-grown dog when she's born, and she's a tiny baby. And then she gradually gets bigger than him. And now he's come to accept it. But he does a lot. He's doing way better with Jack than he did with her. Because once Lily got about one, and she can move and grab stuff and all that, he was like, this is bullshit. Like, this little thing used to just sit there and make noises every once in a while, but never move and certainly not fuck with me. But now that Jack is kind of doing that too, he's like, oh God, all right, this again? Okay. I remember this from last time. Eventually, he'll be bigger than me too, I guess.
Motherfucker is not going to lean on me like the last one.
No, he doesn't really mind. It was just a matter of, like, figuring it out. Because at first, he was like, what? This is erratic behavior. This tiny baby just has no idea what she's doing, which is true. But yeah, man, dogs and kids, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, he still ain't pooped in the house with me, but yeah, he was like, damn, dog, you just.
He'll get sick at some point.
Yeah, they all do.
Okay, no problem, bro.
Deal with
we're
it.
Good. We're good. Right, but he's getting bold enough to play outside by himself, which is cool.
That is good.
Yeah, because before he just sit by the door. Like, dude, all that grass.
Yeah, look at all that yard.
Go have fun.
Get in there.
Go have fun.
Does he go near the pool?
Because he's still getting used to walking on the cement part.
Oh, he's still scared of the cement. Okay, yeah, that's good.
I had to buy runners for my stairs.
What do you mean?
Chipper got scared of the stairs all of a sudden.
Oh, really?
She would come up.
You're talking about the runner, like the plastic man?
Like little rug.
Yeah.
Like a little rugs for each step.
Oh, because really? You have wood steps?
Wood steps.
Oh, wood steps. Okay.
She's got fuzzy feet.
2 weeks
probably
ago,
scared about falling.
Something happened, and she just started falling. She was trying to go down too quick.
Yeah.
She fell like twice in 3-4 days.
Yeah.
And then she'd come up fine, and when it was time to go down, she would just place her paws on the front step, would not come down.
It's like, fuck.
So I had to buy fucking...
I don't want to fall down these stairs anymore.
Runners. And now she goes down fine. It's like, God damn it, man. You've been doing this for 6 years?
Yeah.
What's up with the steps now?
She's getting older.
She's getting older, dog.
She's getting older.
She didn't, like, fall.
Yeah, she fell a couple times, you know?
That wood floor fall is different.
It's a heavy sound.
It's a heavy damn sound.
Right.
Well,
and what sucks, you're trying to get your balance the whole time, so you're kind of just like panicking the whole time, and it hurts. I haven't fallen in a long time. It's nice.
Oh, man. That shit hurts nowadays when you fall.
It's almost as if the ground didn't used to be so hard.
It's true.
Like when we were young, there's no way the ground was as hard as it is now. Because when you fall now, it's like, I don't know, it's like 50-50 if I'm dead.
When I fall now, every like my initial thought is like, is anything serious?
Yeah. The last time I fell, I get up. Or even like, in your 20s, you'd just fall, get back up. But, like, the last time I fell, we were camping, and I fell out of the hammock. I fell a foot, maybe a foot.
Dude.
But it was enough to knock the wind out of me and, like, make me assess.
That is why the hammock is retired. We still got the stand.
Yeah.
The hammock is retired because I fell out of that motherfucker, dog, and I talked all the wind out.
Yeah, that's what, because you land on your back, and it's like, man, oh.
You know what? Nobody uses this motherfucker anyways. Anybody want a fucking hammock stand?
When Lily was really little, we were in Arizona for a wedding, and they had a hammock at the hotel we were staying at. So we were just kind of out there playing around. I was like, oh, that'd be kind of nice. Maybe we'll lay in the hammock and take a nice peaceful nap together by this river. Doesn't that sound great?
Yep.
It was the fucking most booby-trapped hammock ever. I got in it and immediately just like, luckily my instinct was to not fumble. So I just held on to her, landed on my back, and everything. She was laughing. She thought it was hilarious. I was like, God damn, that's crazy.
That is hurting right now.
Yeah, I was like, stop laughing at me. That shit hurt.
Yeah, that is hurting.
Landed on my neck.
Yeah, that shit hurts, man. But yeah, I was like, God damn. And it's just like, I was like, God damn. Am I old? Or is like it can, is one of the things where you had to roll over to get up? Like you couldn't sit up?
Getting some momentum as you rock.
Let me roll on my damn side so I could, so
I don't know if I can get up without a grunt of some sort.
Something.
Sure.
Speaking of fumble, I was dropping Bash off this morning, and the lady, where you walking up to her house, a fucking snake flew by my damn feet. Just wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah.
You get a glance at what type? I know, it may not matter, I know.
But how big?
It wasn't that big.
But big enough, though.
Big enough. Yeah. And I was like, whoa.
Snakes are snakes.
Would you take it?
All the other shit, dropped a baby bag, everything. With him, and then damn snake just runs past my damn
feet. If he had come your way, what's your plan of attack?
I'd have stepped on
him. Kick him. Step on him. Do something.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't big enough to scare me.
That's tough. Oh, it's like when me and Lily were sitting in the river in North Carolina last summer, and I dipped my feet in. We were sitting at this, I don't know, like on this rock. This fucking snake comes shooting out from under the rock.
Yep.
But I had to play it cool because she was sitting there.
You can't be scared for your kid.
Yeah. And I don't want her, you know, I wanted to stay down there and play in the water. And so it fucking tail hit my foot a couple times. And then one of the dads on the shore was like, you played that pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
I was like, you know much about snakes? He was like, yeah. I was like, was that? He's like, nah, it wasn't. That's just a water snake. Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about snakes.
Yeah, that couldn't hurt you.
I don't know snakes well enough to be like, oh, that's, oh, he's fine.
No, I don't either.
I'm going to treat them all the same.
They're all the same to me. Yep, they're all the same to me. Yeah, they're all terrifying. But there are some, and this is not true, and we've got rattlesnakes in Washington, but we don't have, it's like water moccasins or something like that.
There's rattlesnakes here, but we have smaller out here. Ones, and then, yeah, cotton mouse.
I never heard of that before, but they get like a water moccasin bites you, you're fucked. It's like, oh, all right, cool.
I mean,
I guess you just stay out of the water then? Like, we used to be good in rivers, but it's not here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.